From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. People Consultative Assembly of Indonesia Chairman Bambang Susatyo asked government to take appropriate steps regarding Widi Island. Agriculture Ministry invites Korean investors to manage West Sulawesi horticulture. Now the news in detail. Chairman of the Indonesian People Consultative Assembly, Bambang Susatyo, asked the government to take quick and appropriate steps by realizing the establishment of a task force to research the outermost islands in Indonesia in overcoming the polemic over Widi Island in South Halmahera, North Maluku, which is included in the list of Sotheby's auction, Ulang auction site, concierge auction base in New York, USA, on December 8 until 14th. He considered that the task force is tasked with collecting data and overseeing the possibility of utilization or investment that is not in accordance with the regulation in terms of procedures and the contents of the agreement. He perceived that the government must immediately cancel the Memorandum of Understanding and revoke the management permit for the Widi Islands granted to PT Leadership Islands Indonesia. Acting Governor of West Sulawesi Akmal Malik said in Mamuju Friday that the Ministry of Agriculture invited Korean investors to manage West Sulawesi horticultural plantation products. He also noted that the Director General of Horticulture at the Ministry of Agriculture, Prihasto Stianto, would invite Korean investors to invest in developing and managing horticultural plantation products in West Sulawesi. He added that the Ministry of Agriculture had given appreciation to the province for their efforts to continue to build coordination and collaboration with the central government in developing the agriculture and plantation sectors. He remarked that the ministry has a network with South Korea to invest and develop investment related to commodities suitable for development in West Sulawesi. The Maritime Security Agency officially launched the strengthening of one unit of domestically made high-speed vessels, which was built in Batam, Riau Islands. Head of the Maritime Security Agency, Vice Admiral Aan Kurnia, stated that the ship with the hull number EHC-3203 is the third one in its class and very reliable in law enforcement, especially in border areas which have the potential threat of smuggling. In a written statement in Batam on Friday, he stated that the presence of the ship is expected to increase the fear of smuggling perpetrators, which will indirectly suppress intentions and reduce smuggling activities. He also remarked that the characteristics of smuggling at the border area currently moving by using high-speed ships so that to deal with it, petrol assets that have high speed are also needed. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The health chiefs of South Korea, China, and Japan held talks virtually to discuss ways to strengthen cooperation in health and responses to infectious diseases. South Korean Ministry of Health and Welfare said on Friday that Minister Cho Kyu-hong and his Chinese and Japanese counterparts held the 15th tripartite health ministers meeting on Friday afternoon. The trilateral meeting has been held every year since 2007, with three nations hosting alternately. In the Friday meeting chaired by South Korea, the three nations discussed ways to achieve health security through cooperation in responses to infectious diseases. They also shared policy on universal health care and welfare for the elderly and discussed possible cooperation in the areas. After the meeting, the health officials adopted a joint statement expressing their commitment to enhancing cooperation on health in the future. Manila filed a diplomatic protest over the Chinese Coast Guard's seizure of missiles debris that is discovered in the West Philippine Sea in November. The ministry said in a statement that the Philippines sent a note of protest to the Chinese embassy demanding an explanation for the incident. Chinese diplomats in Manila had previously been issued a verbal warning. In November, the Philippines found fragments of an unknown missile, which later China confiscated. However, Beijing reportedly denied the use of force, saying that the transfer of debris had been preceded by friendly consultations between the parties. The Chinese embassy in Manila has no information on Beijing's reaction to the diplomatic protest, according to the Manila Bulletin newspaper. Mexican television and radio news anchor Ciro Gomez Leiva said on Friday two men had opened fire at him in an apparent assassination attempt in Mexico City, another incident in a series of attacks on the country's journalists. As confirmation of his words, Gomez Leiva published a photo of bullet holes in the glass of his armored Jeep. The journalist said he had no idea who could be behind the incident, as he had not received any threats, had not quarreled with neighbors, had not owed money to anyone, and had never argued with anyone except on the air of Mexico's Radio Formula. Immediately after the assassination attempt, Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum contacted the journalist and provided him with regular security. These authorities also launched an investigation into the incident. An explosion rocked the Diyarbakir province in Turkey on Friday, December the 16th, local time. At least 8 local police personnel were injured in this explosion. As reported by Reuters on Friday, a number of local security sources said the explosion came from a vehicle on the side of the road. The explosion hit a minibus carrying a number of local police personnel who were crossing the main road. The condition of the injured victims was not explained further. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kazi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Ciamis, West Java. Ciamis District Government in West Java inaugurated the Husnul Khotimah Elderly Family Development School in Garahang Hamlet, Tanjung Mulia Village, Panumbangan District, to encourage a healthier spirit and remain skilled among the elderly. Deputy Regent of Ciamis, Diana Diputra, when inaugurating the elderly school Thursday, said the establishment of the elderly school was a collaboration with the Ciamis Regency Indonesian Elderly Institute. He hopes that the material in the elderly school activities will not only be general material but also religion and health material so that they can live a healthy life. The next news comes from Depok, West Java. The West Java Provincial Government held a Regional Culture Week and Kaleidoscope Promotion of Tourism and Culture at the West Java Province level in Depok City Square, West Java. West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil in Depok Thursday said Regional Culture Week is a routinely held every year. Events are compiled with the Tourism and Culture Promotion Kaleidoscope in West Java so that it is more widely known by the public. This activity presents various arts and culture from West Java, which are intangible cultural heritage that have been recognized in Indonesia. The latest news comes from Pontianak, West Kalimantan. The Jepin Tembung Pendek and Jepin Langkah Bujur Serong Pontianak dances were designated as two of the 8 intangible cultural heritage in West Kalimantan Province by the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Mayor of Pontianak, Edi Rusdi Kamtono in Pontianak Thursday said, the increasing number of culture of the city of Pontianak recognized as an intangible cultural heritage is a source of pride for all Pontianak people. They are carbide cannon, Gilles weaving pattern, arakan pengantin or bridal procession, saprahan Malayu, sayok keladi, pineapple pachuri, spicy tamarind fish, Pontianak Malay language, and the latest are Jepin Tembung Pendek and Jepin Langkah Bujur Serong dances. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history on December 17, 1903, when the first aircraft flight by Wright Brothers occurred. The Wright Brothers, or Phil Wright and Wilbur Wright, flew an aircraft for the first time on December 17, 1903. The aircraft was controlled by Orville for 12 seconds and could fly up to 37 meters above the ground. That aircraft was named Wright Flyer, yet it was more popular as Kitty Hawk. The original Wright Flyer is now a collection of National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. Next, December 17, 1960, when C-131D aircraft crash. On December 17, 1960, C-131D aircraft operated by U.S. Air Force in a flight from Munich to RAF Northolt, England, fell after taking off from Munich Riem Airport because of fuel contamination. All 20 passengers and crews, as well as 32 people on the land, died. A crash investigation revealed that there was water in the fuel tank. This caused the Munich C-131D to lose power and turn off its engine. We end today in history on December 17, 2011, when Kim Jong-il passed away. On December 17, 2011, Kim Jong-il, a North Korean leader, passed away due to a heart attack on a trip on train. He took over the leadership of North Korea after the passing of his father in 1994. After Kim Jong-il's passing, he was replaced by his youngest son of 3, Kim Jong-un. Terima kasih.
sagasa oranja.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu terbunuh di hujan peluru, bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah, segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah. That's why I'm grateful. Yeah. Grace overwhelming, my God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. What? Yes.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Situ Cipanten in West Java. Majalengka is a regency located in West Java province in Indonesia. Majalengka is a town about 40 kilometers west of Cirebon. It is the capital of Majalengka Regency that stretches from the flatlands of the North Coast region in the north to the mountains of East Parahyangan in the south. This district is 95 kilometers from Bandung City and 56 kilometers from Cirebon City. Majalengka also has beautiful tourism spots, one of which is Situ Cipanten tourism spot, which has existed since 1970. This area is a tourism spot located in Sindang District, Majalengka Regency, West Java. The Situ Cipanten, which also means Lake Cipanten, has an area of about 1 hectare. In ancient times, this Situ area was used for irrigation and fisheries. Therefore, it is not surprising there are lots of fish species. The beauty of this area is coupled with the forest around the Situ, which adds to the beauty and freshness of the surrounding air. During the daytime, this tourism spot is comfortable to stop by. The source of water in Situ Cipanten comes from seven springs, which are said to never dry up even during the dry season. Many tourists come to this tourism spot. Apart from that, this tourism spot is Majalengka is indeed beautiful because it has complete facilities such as various contemporary spots that can be used for selfies. There are also Jembatan Cinta and the Titanic boat. Apart from that, there are several amusement rides that you can try, such as water bicycles and outdoor arenas. Visitors can also take boats around Situ Cipanten while enjoying its various charms. For visitors who want to stay, they can spend the night at the inn near this tourism spot. Listener, if you are in Indonesia and not far from Majalengka, don't forget to visit and enjoy the beauty of Situ Cipanten, which is known for its very beautiful nature and captivating atmosphere. Back from this tourism spot, it is guaranteed that visitors will be more enthusiastic about doing their daily activities on the next day. Because the shady trees that are still very natural will provide a special coolness for visitors who come here. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder.
Feel the world be free, be free. Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listeners, Indonesian betel nut is not only popular in the country, but has also reached foreign countries, one of which is Bangladesh. Betel nut has a bitter taste sensation when consumed. Besides, there are also various benefits of betel nut, mainly as a medicinal plant. Pinang or betel nut is useful for curing various diseases ranging from external to internal diseases. The use of betel nut as a medicine, for example, to treat wounds on the skin. The flesh of the young betel nut is pounded and then placed on the wound. In addition, betel nut boiled water can be used for various treatments, from shrinking the uterus after giving birth to overcoming intestinal worms. Areca nut is also a plant that is close to the life of Indonesian people. Communities in various regions know the tradition of chewing betel nut mixed with betel. Indonesian betel nut production is not only enjoyed domestically. Pinang or betel nut also goes international by being exported. Recently, Jambi is preparing to make its first export of betel nut. The country targeted as a marketing destination is Bangladesh. The export process is being taken care of Jambi Customs and Excise. They facilitated the export of 4 containers of betel nuts or weighing 72 tons, which were planned to depart from Talangduku Port, Muaro Jambi Regency to Chittagong, Bangladesh. Betel nut is one part of the palma or palm family, which is widely spread in tropical countries. In fact, many betel nut trees are found in South Asia, Southeast Asia, the Pacific to East Africa. Areca palms are solitary plants that grow individually. The stem is straight with a height reaching 20 to 30 meters, with a diameter of between 25 to 30 centimeters. Betel nut is the product of a community garden in West Tanjung Jabung Regency, collected and then exported through PT Batanghari Nusantara Indonesia, which is facilitated by customs to prepare the document. In addition to facilitating customs and excise documents, it also helps develop the betel nut business in Jambi in other ways, such as carrying out the role of educational assistant as well as facilitator and assistant to business actors. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di hati.
are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song entitled Tiba-tiba, meaning All of Sudden. The keroncong song is sung by Queen Salman. Queen Salman's inspiration to compose this song started from the story about the child's anger of her age. She sometimes get annoyed or cranky. Then she is asleep and suddenly she dreamed of meeting a kind fairy that inspired her to forget her annoyance. Afterwards, she wake up happily to welcome a new day full of enthusiasm and hope. Alright listener, this is the keroncong version of Tiba-tiba by Queen Salman featuring 5in. Happy listening!
so much.
Kak James.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.